שלום עליכם, ישנה מסכת אוהלות, פרק א' משנה ו', לעילוי נשמת דוד אברהם מנס בן שמואל יצחק. אומרת המשנה הקדושה, אדם אינו מטמא עד שתצא נפשו. A person does not defile as a corpse until he dies. ואפילו מגויד ואפילו גוסס, זוקק ליבום ופותר מן היבום. מאכיל בתרומה ופוסל בתרומה. Even if he is cut up, and even if he is about to die, so if he hasn't yet died, so zokek liyibum, he makes yibum obligatory. Dahainu, when a married person dies without children, the Torah is mitzave that his brother marries the almana. You don't do yibum, she can't marry until you do chalitza, kayadu v'kama forsa. If he has no brothers, or his brothers already died, she can marry wherever she wants. Our Mishnah teaches us, shekol zman, she'achiv shel amet, as long as the brother of the dead person is still alive, even if he's miguyad, even if he's mechutach, u'malei petzei cherev, he's all cut up, nevertheless, or goses, nevertheless, all dine yibum are shayich, and the almana is not allowed to marry anybody else. And also, machil b'tulma, he can also feed his Yisraeli mother, shrum if he's a kohen. An isha bas Yisrael, who marries a kohen, is allowed to eat truma as long as she's married to him. If she becomes a widow or divorced, she's not allowed to eat truma unless she has a child from her kohen husband. Our Mishnah teaches that even if this lone child from this marriage is maguya der goses, or his mother is allowed to eat truma as long as the child is still alive. Ufosel betruma, uposel et imo bata kohen mileachol betruma. In other words, if you have a bas kohen who is married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma as long as they're married. If she gets divorced or widowed and she has no children, she's now allowed to eat truma. However, if she has a child from the Yisrael, she is not allowed to eat truma. Our Mishnah teaches us that if even if this lone son that she has from this marriage is maguyad or goses, even if he's cut up or almost dead, his mother is not allowed to eat truma as long as he is still among the living. However, hutzu roshehem, afal pishem mefarkasin tumeim, if their head was cut off, slicha, anachnu dilagnu, v'chein behem avachai einu metamein ad sh'teitzei nafsham, and so to behem avachai are not metamei, tumas nevela, until there's Yitzias HaNefesh. Nevelas behemoth in Avatoma. It's Metame Adam Vikelim Bimaga O Bimasa. By touching it or carrying it, our Mishnah teaches us that a behema miguyedet o goseset, it's cut up or it's almost dead, it's not Tame until Mamish it dies. And Hutzu Rashehem, if the heads have been cut off, even though they are moving convulsively, they are unclean. It's kemesa mamish, not rak kigoseses. And even if he adayin mifar peret umeniya et evareha, b'chol zot mishenechtach harosh, zeo, dead. And this hora lo nemra rak legabei behema v'chaya, but But it applies, as the Teferis Yisrael and the Rishash point out, to man as well. He's a mezgam l'chol davar when his head has been severed. Kigon zanav shel halta'a shehi mifalkeset. Like a lizard's tail, which moves convulsively. The zanav still moves convulsively, even though it has no chiyus. So you see that the tenua of pirkus doesn't mean that it's still alive. So too, when the head is severed, even if the body is moving around, it's already considered dead. As anachnu nachzor al mishnah vav, adam eino metameh ad shteitzei nafsho, afilu meguyad, afilu boses, zokek liyubum upotir min hayubum. As long as he's alive, he's alive. Machil betruma uposel betruma, he could be machil his Yisraeli's mother Truma, he passels his Bas Yisrael's mother from eating Truma. This Isha Bas Yisrael, she niset, that's Machil, but Posel B'Truma is a Bas Kohen. He's Machil, his mother, who is a Yisraelis, she can eat Truma as long as he's alive. And Uposel Betruma, if you have a Bas Kohen who's married to a Yisrael, so as long as her son is still alive, since she has a son from a Yisrael, she's Posel from eating Truma, as long as he's alive, V'chein Ben V'chein Imetamin, Ad Shteitzei Nafsham, Ben V'chein Imetamin until their mom is dead, but Hutzer Roshem V'shem Farkas in Tameim, if their head was cut off even though they're Mefarkas, they're Tameh, like the tail of a lizard, which is still moving around, but it's clear that it has no chiyus. Uvzeh, anachnu zochim la'avor la'mishnah zayin. Omeret ha'mishnah kedosha. Anachnu achshav lomdim al tumat ivar shenetlash min ha'met o menevlat behima shchaya o sheretz. Omeret ha-mishnah kedusha, he'ivarim ein lem shiur, whole limbs of the body have no restriction as to size. The evarim of a mace, of a nivlas behema, chayo sheretz, ein lem shiur mesuyam, that they should be metame. Chatichas basar needs a shiur, but a whole limb, a varim, ain lahem shi'ur. Afal pisha chatichat basar, shenet lasha needs a shear. A var shenet lash, menevelo misheretz. Metame, even if it doesn't have a shear, because of its chashivus. And that's only when we're dealing with an avar shalem. V'yesh bo gam basar, gidim. Ve'atzamot. Mitam ze ha'klaya ve'halashon that don't have bones, the kidney, the tongue, are not considered evarim as far as this is concerned, as per the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Hameis and the Gemara in Chulin 128b. So evarim elam shiur ve'afilu pachos mikizayis min hameis u'pachos mikizayis min hanevela u'pachos mikadosha min hasheretz. Mitamim es tum asam. Chatichat basar menamet is only mitame if it has a shir kizayis. That's min ha met or min ha nevela. That needs a kizayis. Basar sheretz needs a shear of a kadasha lentil. So our mission is teaching us that an aver of a mace, of an aveler of a sheretz, is metame, even if it doesn't have these shiurim. So you have, that's the Mishnah that tells us, u'pachas mikizayis min an aveler, u'pachas mikadasha min an sheretz. It doesn't need the proper shear because you have a whole aver, and therefore they're metamin to masa. Nifla me'od, ve'ezrat Hashem, ve'otzot Hashem darkenu, ba'shiur haba anachnu nitkadem, ha'mishnachet, zachinu l'mod, mishneot vav v'zayin, hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki l'olam chazdeo, tov rabah, she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.